Are you a lover of gist?
Cruise and vibes.
Toku toku, betayans, and everything in between.
Do you get bored easily like me?
As in, do you need something to help you relax after a stressful day? My dear, relaxation has never killed anybody. No fear, Sha, you're in the right place. You know the vibes now. So plug up and stay vibing. You're listening to Vibes and Whatnot with your C. I have a voice.
You have a voice.
And together we can end police brutality. If there is a physical protest going on around you, please do not hesitate to lend a voice on your social media platforms or in any other way you can. Let's end police brutality together. Hi, love. My name is Oluwatu Yesi, and you're listening to Vibes and Whatnot with Yesi. You can take a screenshot of the podcast as you're listening. Tell a friend to tell a friend. Spread the word and make the podcast go global. Don't forget to leave a comment or a voice message on Anchor. Also, don't forget to hit the favorite, subscribe, or follow button on whatever podcasting platform you're listening from. Stay tuned and stay vibing. So hi guys, welcome to another exciting episode of Vibes and Whatnot with C. And on today's episode, I have like a couple of guys in the building. I have three guys basically with me today. And we're going to be talking about police brutality and the whole NSAS movement. So I'm going to be introducing them one by one. One, you actually already know one. I mean, he has been on the podcast once. For those of you that listened to season one. The first one is Timothy, my younger brother. Timothy, say hi to everybody.
Hi guys.
Hi guys, what?
It's nice to be here.
It's nice to be here again. Alright, and next up is Iyanoluwa. He's a friend of mine. Iyanu, say hi to everybody.
Hi guys.
What's wrong with people and hi guys? You don't have anything else to say apart from hi guys.
Nice to be on.
On what? On the best podcast.
Yeah.
Good. And last but not least, my favorite in this gathering, Pelumi, also known as Triple Line.
Hello, hi guys.
This pride thing is a serious something. See though his voice was even low, safe. He said, what did you say?
I said hello.
Hello. Can you guys hear the buzz? Hello. Yeah, so okay, since we're going to be talking about police brutality and NSAS, the movement, I want to ask you guys, have you guys ever had an encounter with SARS?
Yeah.
You have? Okay, so tell us about it.
Alright, so that one at Abuleba.
Okay.
You guys know Abuleba, right?
Everybody here knows Abuleba.
Alright, cool. So, I was with a friend, and we were going to an estate around that side, sure.
Okay.
Da, Ochava, all those buses are.
Okay.
So, we're already going, you know. Sharp as we, I didn't even know it was SARS, I was inside the bus.
Which
I just
bus?
Said, what is Korope now? Yellow Korope.
The
yellow, yellow Korope.
Uh-huh.
So, there's a Kojama bear. I just said, I mean, if I hear all this, I mean, I need to look back. My guy that looked back, and I tagged me. I was like, what happened? I look back and I saw it and I like, you come here. I mean, full hair. Normal, full hair with bag.
Carry cross
bag.
So that's the standard. Carry cross bag.
My guy was wearing cap. Great. He got there, they were like, yeah, remove your cap. Like, I just, yes, sir. Move the cap. I'm like, okay, yeah, yao boy. I'm not a yao boy.
So wait, it was the dread and the full head that made them conclude that yeah, yeah, over it. And the bag.
And the bag.
You just said yeah, yeah, over.
They don't ask.
Yeah, permission.
Yeah, over shit. So that was like, I don't have a phone. They searched him. I mean, my phone was on 1%. I was even scared. The phone is my local. Because the phone should come off like it's another matter of shit.
Mm-hmm.
So they're like, bring out your phone. I was using that techno.
Okay.
Size on ultra power.
But you didn't. You didn't even tell me about this encounter. Can you imagine? But I'm his sister now.
I was talking with my mom, and when I was giving my experience, she was like, "Ah, so you too." Like, it's not everything I will come and start say, "Oh, today they stop me."
Today they stop me.
Sure, no.
Yeah.
So I was like, I was even trying to explain with her, so my phone is on ultra power, even more though. More business, global.
English.
I was like, shut up, bring out your phone. Okay, yeah, Yahoo, so I know Yahoo, I'm a student. This school, Stafford Private College, address, said everything. Kenny, I was like, okay, bring your phone. Give me the phone, unlock this. Check for like 10 minutes, not say anything. I was like, eh. Why don't they do your own? Why don't they do it to your mates? They do.
Wait, so he wanted you to be a Yahoo boy so that he'd be able to extort you.
Everybody wants to collect money now.
Oh, that one, like, is, that one is deep. I don't think I've heard this one.
Why you know they do
Yahoo?
Why you know
they do Yahoo? That one is like, crazy.
Why don't you do it to your mates? They do now. I was like, sir. My parents' money is enough for me. They go.
And that was it.
That was it.
You're lucky, Sha. They've not slapped you. They've not.
They didn't have a phone that time.
Oh, yeah.
It was quite lucky.
Yeah.
What about you, Kwelumi? Have you had experience with them?
I haven't experienced with them. Anytime they stop me, they just look at me and just tell me to go. I don't know.
Why?
Maybe I just look innocent.
What?
But. This one is not actually directly SARS. It's not exactly SARS issue though. There was a time I went to Ikeja with my laptop to fix my laptop. And then some guys stopped me in front of a police kiosk. It's still a station.
Like their stand.
Yeah. Yes, that stand. Not even their stand. There's a small kiosk inside
Computer.
Yes, inside Computer Village.
Oh.
And they stopped me in front of that place and they were threatening me, and they wanted to collect my stuff from me. I had to pay them money to give me in front of a police station.
And they didn't do anything.
Nobody even came to my rescue. I don't believe in the police anyhow, Sha. I know if I'm in danger, I just have to protect myself and run to the nearest.
Our police here is that useless. Amazing.
Or even like black Americans.
Exactly.
Before 2000.
But the difference is, it's black people that are killing black people.
Exactly.
Yeah,
we're living like minorities in our country.
That's fucked up. What about Yanu?
So mine was crazy, man. I've actually had encounter with police more than SARS. The one of SARS, let me just give you. I was in school that day. That was 2018.
Okay.
300 level. So there's this guy in my lodge that drives the white Lexus. Yes, 350. Although I know Sabi the guy around, I know Sabi in Paki, but I shall not say he get right. And he drives every day, nobody disturbs him.
Mm-hmm.
But maybe they traced him. They traced him from Oja or something, I don't know. So he parked in front of me.
Hold on, I'm so sorry to cut you short. Papilo, Timothy, your experience was in Lagos.
Lagos.
Was in Lagos. What about you? This Akure. One, Akure. Okay, so it's not the same place. This to show you that police everywhere, they are mad.
Even Lagos, Akure, they are there now.
Oh, yeah, no.
So,
continue.
I was about, I was stepping out that day. And one of my friends, we were about stepping out. That's how we just saw them. Everybody, lie down, sit down, like, go back inside. They were beating people. They were just beating us for no reason. They went to the room. My lord, there are about 7 rooms in my hostel. So they were just opening all the doors, slapping people. Yeah, come outside. They brought all of us to the passage, told us to sit down. Like, you know, I didn't see them for moving. I don't know if they have
to be their station where they talk, say, line up.
Like, we sat down on the floor, off our slippers. We're looking like criminals. Yeah, like, so this is not movie again.
No,
not real life. As
when
they brought everybody outside, after beating, slapping, and I like, we get that car with the outside. Like, really? So, action movies because of
car.
The car, like, okay. Who get nobody outside? Who get the car?
You would not cover
the guy that even owns the car, his room is the extreme, and so they did not even go to the guy's room.
I imagine.
So maybe the voice, the guy, did not came outside. I said, oh, God, what happened? I mean, get car. Yeah. You see the feel, say you be clinical, clinical. You never know until you enter. Yeah, let's go to the station.
And they took him.
Did they take him? They took him to the station for owning the car.
Yeah. Oh, imagine, like you said,
a white Lexus.
Like, recently, they took him to the station for owning a car.
I think he spent up to 15 minutes.
You probably paid them now. You probably paid them. I was scrolling on Twitter and I saw this tweet bar that said, I don't think I've ever heard a police officer read anybody their rights before arresting them for anything. Even white officers that assault black people, they read them their rights. They'll even look for something that they will say that this is why I'm arresting you. I'm arresting you for resisting. I'm arresting you for tackling. They will give you
the reason. Even if the reason is false.
It's false. Yeah, they will still give you. And they will read you your rights. But Niger,
they can arrest you because they feel like arresting you.
I was just asking myself different questions. Okay, so now they have rights to actually come to the hostel, open the door, without even open doors and slapping people. Like, for what?
That's like how many things?
You don't even know who is who. You know Sabine
Bey. They broke into your house
without a search warrant.
They assaulted the people.
Like, how many offenses? Arrest. Like, I went out this morning and someone was saying that in that they can't arrest you for owning a phone. Whether it is an iPhone 11 Pro Max or a Tecno, whatever. They can't arrest you for owning. They can't even search your phone unlawfully. It is wrong. They have to have a warrant before they can search your phone. It is wrong. Anything they see on your phone, it can't be used as evidence because they didn't have a warrant before they searched it. So that's the way it's supposed to be. And for some people that used to say girls are free from all this. I have plenty of experience.
They started stopping
them. They didn't even stop me. They came to my home. They entered my house. They broke my door. That was what happened. Like, they literally kicked the door down in my hostel. Were how many girls? The first time it was just me and my roommates. Were two, and they entered my room and said that we're aboring Yahoo boys. That they started searching our room. They literally turned the place upside down. That everybody submit your phones. Anybody, all of us in the room. Submit your phones. They were searching for laptops. They said, so now they hide them, Abi. You think they even know Sabi? No, I do. Like, guy, now who's still be this now? Guys and girls, everybody, they get their rooms. You left the guys' rooms. You now came to meet us that we were aboard. How?
So like, guys, how? I actually wonder that. Did these guys actually think what they are doing is right?
Right.
Did they think about it?
And then that day, I couldn't go out there. You know when you're just angry, like.
Did they think about, or have they made themselves believe that what they are doing is the right thing to do? I don't even understand.
You know, at the end of everything, they're not like, they are protecting you.
Most for your good.
For this side. Now, so we go to catch up of now, one by one.
Which criminals for what?
I don't know.
Switch criminals. Did people tell them that your life was
at risk? I know, it's so bad at my own side because it's a student environment.
My own to happen to the lorry now.
Come and save you that, leave this, leave them alone.
My own to happen to the lorry. Like, I've even had so many experiences. And what are you saying? That they used to slap boys, like they used to beat my neighbors, like as if you are beating a child.
I think I've just been lucky that all my encounters.
And we used to see everything.
They never gone physical on me. I'm just.
You guys are. That's why I say you guys are lucky. There are people. Somehow they slapped him, like the slap was.
Even the day they were slapping people. I felt it. The day they were slapping people in my lodge. Immediately I saw them, I just stepped back and I sat down on the floor. Let us go. I just said that because I do want, and make them know death, they made my ear cut,
So basically, this is why people are protesting, because enough is enough, man. And there are some people that they will still be thinking good of that it was just slap, because they are killing people every day. I saw one tweet by Mr. Macaroni that said that they went to this river, one Ezu River, something, that if you see bodies, SARS officers, they will kill youths and dump their bodies in the river. The pictures, everything. Like, and people will be looking for their children and their bodies are there.
That happened in Anambra, right?
In Anambra. They shot Ezu River. I don't even know.
That's the official direct state. He killed over 1,000.
Imagine.
That is a serial killer.
Imagine. And he would dump their body in the river.
mean, I don't even feel it's only SARS. Even police have get their own police.
What's the difference? I don't get why people always.
SARS, they actually come.
SARS is a unit under the Nigerian police. Yeah, now. So they are police too. Thing. So what are we now saying?
So they are even the same thing.
They are the same.
The same fear I have for SARS.
It's people the same fear you have for
people.
For
people actually have more fear for SARS.
Yeah, maybe because I've never.
People actually have more because for police, most of them wear uniform, so you can actually pick the name.
Okay, that's the
and
thing.
You know, but SARS can wear more. Yeah. If you wear anything. I don't see SARS for again. We wear polo and.
Let me even just about the most.
What
was
picking the number?
I think you pick the name. So if you go to the police station, you can say, oh,
the police station that I
go, 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 go.
That's where they left. They told those people, well, will they go also do?
Now, I'm talking about...
The one that Moses was telling us, because that the guy said he wanted to buy shoe. He dropped half of the money. They said, take, if I go parade this night, I go bring the balance. If they go parade, now match pass.
It's so funny because...
But you... It has something to worry about. If guys see SARS, everybody go through, like...
Can you imagine? Yeah. Let me even give you this gist of the most recent one. Yeah. That was Beach and Gulch. You know you guys were in front. You know that SARS stopped near Osabi?
Yeah, no.
When Koyum got down. Yes, like, they actually approached us. They saw Moses' car. They saw that we parked. They were actually following us. And then they now parked near us. Got down, started asking stupid questions. Until they now opened his boot and saw those wires and everything. They now left him. And Koboko in front of
you. You can imagine if it wasn't now.
I
think they search Koyim.
Yes, now. Search his pockets. For what?
Asking him.
How will you just see someone on the road? There is no prior report that this person has misbehaved before. You don't know him. You just approach him and say he looks like a criminal. How?
Downfall boss.
It makes no sense, so. It makes no sense. And some people will say it doesn't concern them. SARS has not.
That's what I told your friend. I said it doesn't. You feel it doesn't concern you.
Until it actually concerns you.
I've not had a direct encounter with them, but I've heard stories.
I was telling my mom. She said, "I said, see, most people feel they are not concerned now because they've not been a victim.
Yeah.
But if you look at it." One day it will reach you.
There was one girl on Twitter that used to say to that all of you are just shouting, you people go to protest now, they will kill you, kiniko, kiniko. Mama no say they don't even stop her brother like 3 times. That they've injured him.
Look at this.
Because after she tweeted that her brother now reasoned her that what's this one saying? That he now gisted her about his own encounters that she now joined the protest.
That's the thing about guys.
Like,
don't usually.
Not everybody will talk.
Look at what Ikma told us yesterday. The driver that they shot, that one red.
Yeah, actually our best friend's driver. Imagine. Wow. That one now. Now who you reach, Sabi?
Now who you reach, Sabi?
Sure you get. That one now, if she's not shouting, she hates SARS. And I learned this. The people will be looking at how they concern you. Can you imagine?
He was inside the car. So imagine if it was the driver.
Imagine if it was the father. You get so all those type of things.
They're not acting like human.
And there are people that they'll just come. They'll just. Do you know overnight they were carrying people from their homes?
Yeah. I saw videos.
And there are a lot of people that will be in places like Kirikiri now that they not do anything wrong. They just pick them off the streets and threw them there. And their families still they find them till today.
The situation is crazy.
I'm just imagining. How those people will be, like the condition they will be in. Ordinary Ojavi that was in their clinic custody for 24 hours. Did you see what happened to him?
Was he up to 24 hours?
Yeah.
Was he even up to 24 hours? Exactly. He wasn't up to 24 hours because it was that afternoon and they bailed him that night.
Yeah.
And he has cerebral edema. Like, how?
Wow, crazy.
Omo, they must have beaten him,
gone. Something that can destroy someone for life.
For life. I know, Russia. Because when I was even checking.
When I saw the video, I was like
they were dragging him on the floor, like rag.
Like, how will another human being do? Man.
Oh my.
That's a lot, though.
But this our older generation people say, Someone legit said, you dress the way you should be addressed. Like, fuck off. Everybody has. No, sorry, but I'm not sorry. Fuck off, seriously. Because everybody has there are different occupations. You can't expect models to dress like bankers.
Exactly.
That's
and everybody has how they make money.
Yeah.
Yeah.
And this generation is different.
Yes.
Are you telling me the way you dress? Are you normal, sir?
Because they are wearing shorts.
When they got checked out because it was on short.
They are the ones that started it now. When people that are older will be telling you because you have dreadlocks. Because you have dreadlocks. That's why I say it's the older generation that started it. Because when they start stereotyping you for having dreadlocks that you're not responsible, how would they not be able to say, she, if they come and meet you now, you have dreadlocks?
What do you say, Jesus, why did you dress like that?
That's even some people's go-to answer and be their response. And it's very annoying.
Why did you dress like that?
Yourself, why did you dress like that? They'll tell you something happened. It's just Russia. Don't let me even delve into that because that's another aspect entirely.
Wally was going from Lagos to, I think he was going back to school.
Mm-hmm.
Then he had no normal student now. You get laptop. You go to carry your laptop up and down.
Mm-hmm.
So that day, I think they were stop and start or something. Shah told him to come down. They alighted. He said, Jim, did not see anything. They searched his phone. They did not see anything. Mm-hmm. I know police. They go, now one thing, slightest thing they are looking for to use against you.
Mm-hmm.
Shah said, where's your laptop? So where's the receipt of your laptop? Where's the receipt of my laptop? Laptop I've been like for over 5 years.
Like, no, you suppose they tie them with you wherever you go. Imagine though.
Look, it's on a serious case, so. They actually brought down his load from the bus.
That is not going.
They told the driver. But thank God the driver said, my person will get shoko.
Yes,
he said he's not going if he doesn't carry his passenger. At the end of the day, they drag. Now money enter.
Can you imagine?
But what does receipt after? Like, did this still, he stole the laptop or what?
I don't. Maybe they reported missing laptop, but I don't understand.
See, we are even speechless. First things first, that's not even their area of expertise. They're not even supposed to be concerned with financial crimes.
I tell people that.
That's the EFCC's fucking job. So, wait till they come.
This is Nigeria. Police will earn the job.
When they don't have departments, they don't allocate, they don't tell them this is your job.
Police will stop you and check on your vehicle particulars. If it's not intact. In fact, even if it's intact, they will ask you for one.
Can you imagine? Are they on that transport?
Work on VIO. They tell you to press
the brake
lights.
Work on VIO, work on road safety.
See your brake lights is okay.
If you have everything, they just tell you to match your brake.
Match your brake.
Can you imagine?
Let's see
your brake. Your pointer, let me see your left pointer.
That's the country.
That's a lot. And the thing is, a lot of people have accepted it.
Yes, that's why you can see. That's one of our biggest issues.
Nigerians accept rubbish
too easily. They increase fuel price from 97 naira to maybe 100 naira. You see, it's just
normal. Yeah.
They increase it to 100.
It's small, small now. Now, gradual thing.
Till it gets to 157.
All of you are now shouting. And when you want to speak, people will say, don't speak. Let the people that will speak speak. If those people don't speak, who will now speak?
Sometimes we are the ones that even people are wrong.
That's why I'm very happy with this whole
movement. I swear. Like, let's kukuma scatter everything now.
It's more like accumulated anger. Like,
yes, now.
I don't look you. Nah, this is the time.
And the more we shut up, the more they want to use nonsense to trust. Look at when they said they wanted to increase tariff of all these logistic companies. Okay. Imagine that nonsense now. If we said they should increase, that's how it will continue. That's rubbish.
You see that they are not stealing enough money. Because I don't understand.
And every day they are removing billions of naira, billions and billions.
Maybe reform Nigeria or reform.
If there is, reconstruct Nigeria, reform Nigeria. But people are just focused on this answer because now from somewhere you start.
Yeah, that's what I told.
Yeah, so
I feel they should.
All those people that are saying police,
I feel they should even diversify too much because
by the time they enter, they will first reform the Nigerian police force. They will do that one too. We'll first reconstruct Nigeria. So that's how we should be going.
About the old Nepal bill and this thing.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, so you people are thinking, this, okay, we're saying the whole protest is no more affecting government, that is not affecting the masses, that people need to do this. People need... I said, there's no way this thing will go on that it will not affect masses.
Mm-hmm.
One, there's blockage of so many, what do you call it, public places that they know, okay, we tie this route now, strategic route, yeah, yeah. That kind of thing, mm-hmm. like toll gate and all.
Yeah, yeah.
That's so definitely to affect the masses.
Yeah.
But then, what they are fighting for?
They are willing to let it affect them. If it's affecting you, you're stuck in traffic, you wanted to go and do something, you saw that there's protest. Get down, join! That's how you show that you're a fucking revolutionary. Sorry, mind my language, but.
And thank God it's
trending. I'm the heat of the moment.
And the thing is,
the whole
movement.
Yes, now. There are even some offices, there are people that said their staff should take breaks. I'm actually serious. When it first started,
and
that's why she take breaks, she go and protest. Imagine.
Are still working from home.
There are companies that are giving people free stuff, that are supporting the movement. So what are you not saying? You're not saying you want to go and see woman, or you want to go and see man. They block the road. It's affecting them. If I see you slap from here.
No. Obviously, it's affecting some people. It's going to affect the masses.
It has to affect us now for real change to be possible.
But then people need to understand that this movement, in a very long time, I don't think you'd have come
together like this. Okay. Yeah, so this is the only time that we can do it. And people should know this thing, if we should fail like this now. Apart from start another one, their comeback will be mad. They can just be shooting people anyhow on the streets because they know that there's nothing else they
want to do.
No, what I'm saying is, if we should fail at this now, it will be worse.
Yeah,
because they will know that there's nothing anybody can do again. We've done our worst. That's just the way it should be. So, please, if you can protest, if you cannot protest, be a keypad warrior. Be a keypad warrior.
I've never seen Twitter affect our economy as it is affecting it now.
Or I swear.
Nigeria generally as it's affecting it now. A lot of things are changing.
Say it's international disgrace they want now. They're giving them. It's true now.
Yes. I don't think police can stop anybody during this
period. Because once you tweet that I'm at so place, police is harassing me. 20 people go show immediately. What do you want? What do you want to do to this person? So yes, there's an app for it. A lot of brands have really been supportive, man. Okay, a lot of brands. No cap. Seriously. So if you cannot protest, please be a keypad warrior. Eh? What do I mean by keypad warrior? Tweet. Post, make noise on social media, trend the hashtag. It's because we trended it that Jack gave us icon. When Twitter was down for about an hour yesterday, we were thinking government has gotten to it. Apparently, Uncle Jack was just preparing for today. He has given us our icon.
Nigeria said they will shut down Twitter. Why are we to shut down Twitter?
Like, no, people were thinking it was just here. That was why they were saying use your VPN and stuff like that. Before they now said it's worldwide.
Tweet, post.
So please, honestly, that's the least you can actually do. That's the least you can do. Talk about it. Some of you have amazing platforms, like your social media platforms. Some of you are influencers and you're keeping quiet. It makes no sense, bro. Me, I'm not going to lie to you.
Yeah.
It makes no sense. It's trash.
Because you have money and
so
you have a nice ride.
That they can't stop Benny. They will stop
that's
you.
That's when they won't stop you.
So, I swear, imagine.
You might not even be the main target.
Exactly.
The driver that...
He was not the main target and a stray bullet now.
He was just driving and...
I think he stopped. He got down to watch the protest day because the roads were blocked. And
another very, very sad thing is the same youths that we are fighting for stop harassing our youths are the ones that they are collecting. I don't know how much they are paying them.
Imagine.
I was telling you, you said, okay, it was like, now youth are killing youth. I said, do you know it's this same government that actually put
they have the ones funding it now.
Yes, they don't fund
it. You won't give the masses jobs. You know that they need money.
They are going to scatter. It's the same way they give people money to steal ballot.
During the election period.
It's not the same thing.
That's why everything has to stop now. That's why I say this is the only way. this is the only way. We've attracted so much attention. Do you guys know that?
Yeah.
Like, worldwide. Yeah. Like, yeah, I don't think there's everywhere. Anybody that does not know what's going on in Nigeria now. Because, no, we've made a lot of noise. So, if you can help, please help.
The only painful this thing is the people that who innocent lives
that have lost. So that's just it, man. So you guys, let's just try to keep pushing. This podcast is just like motivational talk. Yes, if you can protest, please protest. We're shouting now, please go out.
Protest.
And please, rest the movement. If you cannot go out,
you are just tweeting, you are not going.
Don't let anybody tell your voice doesn't matter. Oh, matter, God. So, that's not what I'm saying. Thank you guys for coming on my podcast today. Thank you for sharing your experiences. The ones that have experiences are the ones that they said they have innocent face. That is giving them.
Thanks for having me. This is actually my first podcast.
See me making people's dreams come true. giving people the platform they need to let their voice. That's what we're talking about. Be like me. Be a revolutionary. Understand me.
And influencers. No sleep on top of
them. That's what we're talking about. Yeah, so guys, keep on training the hashtag NSAS, End Police, Brutality, End SWAT, and anything
before.
Ogbeni, we want them
reform
gone.
Police, reform
guys. Yeah, so that's it. Until next time, guys.
Peace.
Peace.
Bye.